hardly hear that sucker. Where'd the music go?
Possession is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what? Come on, baby.
I don't know what making it real is anymore, but we'll certainly try to do it right here, right now. Top of the evening, welcome back to another hour right here on RBN. Jeff Bennett behind the mic for the next 50-some-odd minutes. Life, liberty, and all that jazz on this 15th day of March, 2011. Yes, for those of you who remember the things that we were taught in school, beware the Ides of March, and that is what this day is. And so much transpires. Federal Reserve met today with risks swirling all over the globe. Middle East, Muammar Gaddafi, in Libya, all this other stuff that's going on. Now Japan, the oil wars. But the Federal Reserve embraced continuity in its policies today, affirming its plans to keep interest rates low and continue their strategy of buying bonds to support the economy. Buying bonds. My gerbil just died. There we go. Can't have my gerbil die. Markets today, interesting. Not particularly good anywhere around the world. Dow Jones at one time was down well over 200 points. Ended their day off 138 to close at 11,855. It continues to slide back from that 12,000-point figure it got to a week or so ago. NASDAQ off 34 at 2667. S&P 500 down 15. At 1282, global Dow up 1 in the aftermarket at 2081. Gold, yeah, beginning its climb back up. It was at 13. It's at 1395 right now. Got down to 1393. Moving back up around the world. And oil, gee, they told us that oil was going to continue to drop. Why isn't that happening? Up 40 cents at this hour at $97.58 a barrel. Certainly below the $100 a barrel mark, but my friends, when you get to those levels, it's kind of a joke anyway. Stay with us. We'll be back. We have much to cover during the course of this hour.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
If you're picking up background music or not, that's done its place today. And they were supposed to have been here this morning. They didn't show up till about 20 minutes ago, and now the saws begin. There's nothing you can do to stop these guys. So hopefully it'll not get in the way of the program too horribly much, but one never knows. I'm sure my patio will be a dustbin by the time it's all over. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Jeff Bennett here. Interesting things that continue to transpire. Let's take a fast peek at the metals markets, which I've not had a chance to look at for quite some time. We, of course, are in the after hours. We've got gold currently at, they tell us 1393.40. Somebody says it's at 1395. Doesn't really seem to matter one way or the other. Silver had a heck of a day, down at $34.11 an ounce. All I can say to anybody is it's, you know, I had a call from Larry last week, and Larry said, Jeff, will you give me a call when it dips? Well, I can do that. The problem is, how much of a dip do you want before I call you? Most of you know I don't dow for dollars, and certainly nothing against Larry's request. He's one of the few people that makes requests like that. But fact of the matter is 34 enough, or does it need to be 32, or does it need to be 29? That's one of those things that only each and every one of you can ever make a decision about. Platinum has fallen below the $1,700 mark at $1,699 an ounce. Some of the other economic news that we see just popping up here and there, where'd we go? No, it's not there. Come on, did I close it? I hope not. Now, higher food prices may be here to stay, according to the Washington Post. Recent spike shows a narrowing gap between world supply and demand. Now, I don't know how much food comes out of Japan, but certainly they're going to have massive food shortages, and so whatever the world supply happens to be, how much of it is now going to get shifted to that part of the world? Look, they need to eat. They need warmth right now. They need heat. They need food and clothing and blankets and anything they can get that will allow them to survive the Holocaust. And it's what it is. Japan has not seen anything like this since Hiroshima, Nagasaki. The gentleman who called during the last hour, a gentleman from Arizona, talking about he feels that there's no threat of radiation reaching this country because, oh, gee, what goes up must come down and blah, blah, blah. The only problem with all of that is that just about an hour ago it was announced that there is a fourth fire at the nuclear plant in, Fukushima? Fourth fire. How high up into the sky will the smoke from the fire go before it gets into the jet stream? I'm not here to scare anybody, but to just use some thought. The smoke and the ash from... What the heck was that volcano up in Washington State so many years ago that went off? And it traveled around the world. Certainly some of the things we happen to see take place at Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, other accidents of their type in time, and that have affected other parts of the world. What in the hell makes the United States of America so damned immune from? Well, frankly, nothing. Just be apprised of the potential dangers. Elderly people, young children, people with asthmatic or breathing problems are going to be especially susceptible. Investors around the world made a dash for safety today amid concern that this nuclear disaster in Japan could slow growth worldwide. Equity markets dropped sharply as investors turned to safe havens like bonds and the dollar. Let's see, the dollar is printed by the government, issued by the Federal Reserve, and yet it was but days ago we were talking about the dangers of bonds. Because so many of them are government-owned and controlled, and they're only worth what they're worth. Oh, but they're backed by the full faith and credit of whatever government issues them, be it a state, a county, a city, a federal, or whatever. But when that particular government is in such dire financial straits, all they can do to raise more money is one of two things. Either raise taxes further or sell more bonds. I often watch the movie Bugsy. Warren Beatty and Annette Bening, who became his wife shortly after they made that film. Bugsy, of course, is Ben Siegel, the man who was the impetus behind the founding of modern-day Las Vegas, the Flamingo resort and casino, as it were, or hotel and casino is really all it was. And arguments and discussions and little bits and pieces that took place within the bounds of that film, talking about how Siegel never had any respect for money. He was an idea man. He was a planner. I don't know why I went off on this. I started to go somewhere with it and then totally blank, but I guess that's life. It happens. It happens. We face in this nation today something that I think many of us are well aware of. We talk about corporatocracy. We talk about the United States of America, Inc., this corporate entity that one Barack Hussein Obama is the president of. He is not a president of these United States of America, meaning we the people, et cetera, or the Republic. He's the president of the United States of America, Inc., a corporate entity. And that entity has gotten so large, certain regions or even states are taking on the same kind of burdens that third world colonized people have elsewhere. Americans, you see, are being colonized by a corporate government complex right here in our own backyard in parts of Asia, Central South America, and the whole of Africa. Colonization has long since created the slave-in-place model that worked only when the indigenous people behaved, required a puppet ruler be put into place by the United States and European countries who have been colonizing in these continents for centuries. Colonizing is a polite word for fornicating. When it has worked for the empire countries, they have gotten along with their selected ruling elites who governed on behalf of the foreign corporations and not at all on behalf of their citizens who suffered impoverished lives, extracting their own natural resources to hand over to the empire. When it has not worked is when the people resisted the colonization efforts. We all know of India as one specific example. They got tired of Mother England. And recently, with new technology, people have been getting upset about their living conditions in colonized, or we might even call them so-called post-colonized regions. Well, they all get the tweets about how great life in the first world is, but they suffer horrible poverty and joblessness at home in the third world. Talking with my accountant late last night, we talked about why it is people in America itself is so hated and despised around the world. Think about television shows like Survivor. They pluck out 6 or 12 people, plop them down in some third world locale, and whoever is able to survive the best and outwit the best comes out with $1 million or whatever the case may happen to be. They're there for 6 or 12 weeks or 2 months, whatever it happens to be. But what about the people that already live in that area? They have survived feast and famine and tsunamis and floods and fires and earthquakes, and they don't get $1 million. Just a bunch of spoiled damn American brats. They get the money. See, Americans already know how good life is supposed to be in the first world. That's here. I mean, after all, you can have it your way. Hold the lettuce. You know, what is it? Hold the onion, hold the lettuce. Whatever the case may be. You can have it your way. There's another $1.99 fall American dream statements. But what's happening today is that corporations are controlling American government, just like the colonizers did around the globe. And as a result, over the past several decades, life has gotten harder and worse for Americans. We're no longer really having it our way. I mean, you're not going to have it your way. There ain't going to be no NFL season, folks. Wake up. But the very same colonialism we have conducted overseas has now come home to roost right here in America. It's a deep irony just waiting to happen. Well, you're going to just have to wait to see how it happens till we come back from the break. Has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I got those icy, icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when you're...
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation. and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
From heaven, don't you know each cloud contains a penis from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town.
Conversation with my good friend down in Argentina who's listening tonight, and I commented to him that I'm watching Hang 'Em High while I'm doing the show tonight. How appropriate. He writes back and says, well, I'm getting high during the show, so I guess it's a good trade-off. Oh, my goodness gracious. Welcome back to Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz for this Ides of March 2011. Talking about this corporatocracy that we call America, no longer a republic. Oh, you may call it what you wish, but it no longer is. The same type of colonialism that we've conducted overseas, this design on controlling the way everyone else conducts their business, has now come home to roost here in America. And it was the deep irony just waiting to happen. Comes directly from a situation where private sector corporations are funding certain U.S. candidates to get elected. Then they pay countless lobbyists to influence them all day long in office. So the laws of the cities and the counties and the states and FedGov favor the corporations, not we the people. It means that people in America are getting burdened just like people in the third world, where the government does not work for them, but rather work for the power base, the big corporate money interests, favoring the financial sector, outsourcing manufacturing jobs, increasing productivity, making the worker work hard, and so on and so forth, all for one purpose, and that is to maximize profit. You know, there's always some collusion going on between the upper end of the corporate sector and their elected lobbied politicians in order to control the worker on the left and the consumer on the right, one and the same person, of course, all over the world, not just here in this country. Indeed, the corporations view the people as their workers and consumers, exactly like a flock to feed and fleece, and the U.S. government is seen facilitating this under direct corporate supervision. Kind of functions like a human resources department with laws in place of policies. Clearly, my friends, the corporations prefer their consumers who pay them over their workers who cost them money. And so, indeed, for many Americans, it is this problematic duality that corporations exploit, and the people get very upset sometimes here and, yes, around the rest of the world. In Wisconsin, the governor is clearly in the court of the corporate ruling elite, and we all knew that long before the prank call. He has a whole state to rule over like a puppet corporate dictator. If more corporate elite ruling politicians are elected by discontented but highly mistaken people on the right, there will be just greater discontentment for all people as puppet dictators are elected in lavishly corporate-funded political campaigns. But you see, it's not just a right paradigm. It is a left-right paradigm. What bothered me about the governor of Wisconsin is that the amount of money he wanted to cut from the budget happened to be the same amount of money that he gave to corporatocracy and tax breaks. That was all I needed to know about the governor of Wisconsin. Do I believe the unions are all too powerful? Abso-God-blessed-lutely they are. And not for the right reasons. Unions today have become their own private lobby. They're not lobbying for the people. They're lobbying for the head of the unions, the Jimmy Hoffas of their day, so to speak. Problematic, yes. Very problematic. Government staff employees paid between $60,000 and $120,000 a year aren't necessarily more out to get us than private sector power brokers who make millions and billions. But the elected politicians, oh, those SOBs are different. They're embraced by the corporations during the candidate funding election process, and they never let go of them once they win and get into office. They're already on the inside long before they run for office. They're already on the take. Have you noticed that people vote? They don't lobby. Corporations lobby. They don't vote. You vote, and you don't lobby. And yet, we the people of these United States of America, as I've stated many, many times before, should, in fact, be the nation's largest lobby. But we're gutless. We're spineless. We don't have the ability to get up and lobby. We think by pulling that little lever every 2 years or 4 years that we have just done our lobbying duty. Bull crap. Doesn't work that way. Corporations lobby 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They got the money, the connections to do it, and the rest of us 308 million stinking Americans are ignored by both the corporate-sponsored, well, they're ignored by the corporate-sponsored politicians. They don't have the time to listen to the little people because they're too busy listening to the big people who are unloading upon them lavish vacations and expensive champagne and blah, 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 blah. Breaks are eating me up tonight. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making lacking bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Final half hour of, for me, a marathon 3-hour session tonight. I was just going some emails back and forth with Bruce up in Ottawa, who called in during the last hours, and he's suggested a very interesting proposal to me. Some of it I'm aware of, some of it I'm not. We'll probably have Bruce on one evening, and very soon, the next couple of days, and we'll talk about these issues. But friends, I think that we first must understand a problem, any problem, in order to be able to address it, determine what our own personal individual resolve is going to be. All across America, people should all join in the so-called denial of service attacks directed at our politicians, demand all of their time until we feel we've gotten back our government of, by, and for the people. But until then, until America's got the backbone to demand that of our elected officials, America will continue to be colonized, where the ruling class will exploit Americans for their labor-consumer function. They will pay less for labor, extract the most from the consumer, all without killing them both, and they will pocket the balance for all the profits they can possibly suck up. It used to be that all of your labor and consumption was kept on the family farm, on the table, so to speak, not laundered through the corporatocracy. The time has come to find a contemporary way of having a greater say over our persons who labor and consume, so that we pocket the difference. Something to think about, most assuredly. Christopher Hall, a theater artist and a farmer. CommonDreams.org. An interesting commentary, no matter how you look at it. Looking at some of the headlines today, many of which through one form or another we've covered over the past 2.5+ hours. Wall Street tumbled today as Japan nuclear crisis fuels global sell-off. Interesting commentary, silver price manipulation, fact or fiction. I can only invite you to go to republictradinggroupinternational.com and read the column. It's like the third column down from the top of the page under the current date, the Ides of March. Is there silver price manipulation going on? Because that's what I've heard all day. Oh, it's all being manipulated with everything else that's going on. Gold and silver should be going up. I'm not sure I thoroughly agree with or completely agree with your commentary about pullbacks between now and July. That has been actually quite unusual. We had a very slow time period during January and part of February before it began to take off. We normally don't begin to see a drop-off in the metals until late May, early in June, only to recycle themselves again once kiddies start going back to school in August and people begin to once again pay attention to such issues. But then nothing about this world we live in today is particularly normal any longer, is it? Is it? Gold and silver prices. Beware what you read. It has become a media tradition, as it were, for moves in the gold price to be related to some political event or a civil war, a major tragedy such as the earthquake in Japan, when the events have a negligible effect on those markets. But we find these things unfortunate because it's not always the case. It can be quite misleading. Gold and silver price, beware of what you read. The price of gold fell 3% this morning against a rising U.S. dollar, bouncing from a four-week low of $1,384 an ounce, as world stock market and commodity prices sank on news of radiation leaks from Japan's earthquake-hit nuclear plants. And yet we've got people out there telling us there ain't nothing to worry about. There ain't going to be no radiation leaks coming here. By God, we're the United States of America, and ain't nothing like that going to hit us. Oh, my God, people. But a gold drop, yes, it's to be expected. And a silver drop and a platinum drop, and they're going to go up and down like a dang roller coaster. But when you look at the charts for the last 11 years, it's been a real nice, steady upward tick. Nothing too jerky. Not too big of gains, not too big of losses in the short term, but the overall trend has been up. Now, even though Uncle Ben and his little bag of rice this morning had their little meeting at the Fed and said, oh, we go ahead and keep the interest rates where they is, and we at the Fed will continue to buy bonds to prop up the economy. Everything I keep reading and hearing is that interest rates are on the launch pad, and by summer, expect the rates to start to jack and ratchet up. Then you go down, look at this other headline. The return of precious metals and sound money. Gold in the big markets, another headline reads, sideways move ending. Always make sure the exiting side of all your market transactions is a winning transaction. 99% of investors do not understand why it is so important to view the dollar as nothing more than another asset play. The dollar is money obsession is one direct cause of the lifetime losses in the market that are experienced by 99% of the investors. I think historically, what's it been, 20 years? Maybe longer. I guess 20 years now since the Rodney King verdict, when East L.A. burst into flames and riots. 1968, when Martin Luther King was assassinated, Chicago and most major inner cities blew up into riots and fires and battle zones. I've got a book somewhere in my collection called 10 Blocks from the White House, which is a combination of written essays and photo documentation of the looting and the destruction of private property, both homes and commercial, by inner city thugs, should we just call them. But look what's going on in Japan. In Japan right now, devastation beyond our wildest imagination. On a much grander scale, the same kind of devastation that took place in Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina. And the looting and the shooting and the robberies and the theft and the mayhem and the rape that went on and on and on. Look at Detroit. The entirety of Detroit has been raped. It's a dead man standing. That's all Detroit is. The once powerful, thriving city is now nothing but a dead city standing. But in Japan, where are the looters? We haven't heard reports of looting-related activity in Japan at all. For the most part, the population seems to be dealing with a crisis in a non-violent manner, partially because they're in complete and absolute shock of what has happened. But if anything like that had happened in this country, those brothers be tearing the cities down. They'd be burning it. I guess it must be an education thing. I drive around Phoenix and this entire valley and see private property tagged. The walls around neighborhoods and subdivisions and homes, etc., and commercial buildings and private homes alike that are tagged with gang-related graffiti. They go by the spray cans and they don't care. They're just going to paint whatever the hell they want. And you know what? The majority of these kids are illegals. The children of illegal aliens, or illegals that have scooted up over the border on their own. They don't like the gringo. They don't like the war against illegal immigration. So we're going to paint the picture on the wall up over the highway, 40 feet above the pavement of the highway. Great big huge sign. Somehow they climb up on these bridges. They climb up on overhangs with spray cans, and they're not seen by anyone. Nobody sees them. Nobody catches them. There isn't a 30-second time period that a vehicle is not traveling down the main highway going through Phoenix, and they have no respect for anyone's property. Now they just want to come here and take it over. But that's okay, because Calderon and Obama have developed this U.S.-Mexico economic and security cooperation. Going to cost a bunch of money, because after all, the common enemy is the drug dealers. We won't talk about the illegal invasion. We're just only going to talk about the drug dealers. If they happen to be illegal, then, well, that's an extra plus. Piece down here about pension funds, and the pension funds are asking the question, or making the statement, that $5,000 an ounce gold may in fact wind up being too low. A lot of interesting stuff. Take a look at them over at Republic Trading Group International.com today. Now, while we're here, as we all know, Mr. Chapman's not with us this week. In the words of Ricky Nelson, Bob be a traveling man. And if I use the term Rick or Ricky Nelson and you don't know who I'm talking about, well, frankly, you're too young to have any make a difference. No inconvenience, Tony, my friend. Glad you got the goods. Unreal. Unreal. The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is not that far off, because the government's going to make you and I pay for it in every possible way. That's the game plan. What savings you have left, is it going to survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. finally gets to this massive or hyperinflationary period? What if taxes soar, but not only for the rich, but for you as well? Can you survive the stock market tanks? I've shared this with you before. Carl Denninger says the Dow is eventually going to be at 3,000. 3,000. Do you get that? Between the stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, which we've not talked about much this year, but it's happening. Government continues to spend at unbelievable pace. It's all going to lead to hyperinflation. They can have all the QEs they want, but eventually the piper must get paid. I put together a package this week that is unusual. It's one that I've been trying to do for quite some time and have never had the ability to put it all quite together the way I wanted. I've got people that come to us and say, well, can't you put a package together with both gold and silver? Finally been able to do it. A couple of different options we're going to put in this thing. I was made a spectacular offer this morning on Queen Wilhelmina, Dutch 10 guilders. These are these gorgeous coins from the Netherlands, uncirculated gold pieces. These are considered the heavy European 5th-ounce coins. Queen Wilhelmina reigned in the Netherlands from 1890 until the year of my birth, 1948. Longer than any other Dutch monarch through both World Wars and the Great Depression. Outside the Netherlands, she's primarily remembered as an inspiration to the Dutch resistance during World War II. In her own country, one of the few female monarchs that was considered a symbol of national unity. We're including five of the marvelous Queen Wilhelmina gold pieces in this collection. We've made another buy on some peace dollars. We're going to include 100 peace dollars in this package. Old U.S. silver dollars. Condition? Extra fine or better. High quality, old, heavy, big U.S. silver dollars. The last U.S. silver dollar contained 90% silver content that was minted for circulation. Each coin, U.S. legal tender. Effective as small increments of barter, highly portable, easily liquidated anywhere in the world because they are recognized on worldwide markets. Now, here's the package. Now, I'm not going to call it a Bob Chapman special because Bob's not here today, but I'm going to treat it accordingly. 100 old U.S. silver dollars and 5 spectacular 1/5, and these are the heavy 1/5 ounce. These are heavier than the 20 franc pieces and the 20 liras and the 20 drachmas and the etc., etc. Big, heavy 1/5 ounce European gold coin. It's called the Ides of March package. Package number 730. You can call it by Ides of March or ask for package number 730. Had some calls while I was on the air with John. Couldn't answer them. We did an email mail out on this earlier tonight. If you're on our email list, open it up. Or go to RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com, open up the treasure chest. So the package includes 5 each brilliant uncirculated Dutch 10 guilder Queen Wilhelmina gold coins from the Netherlands. And 100 each extra fine or better United States minted peace dollars. So named, they came out originally as a commemorative at the end of World War I. Minted up until 1935. With a purchase of a single combination package of the 5 gold pieces and the 100 silver pieces, Republic Broadcasting Network will include a free subscription the Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter, or an extension on your current subscription. Now, please, if you're not scheduled to expire on your subscription for 2, 3, 4 years down the road, do the network a favor. Don't milk us for another extension. Now, it's not that you're milking it, because we make this offer freely, but let's do it within reason. You go down 3, 4, 5 years down the road, it's kind of foolish. RBN's paying for that subscription. Nothing's for free. If you don't need it, you don't want it, then don't get it. Package number 730, the Ides of March combo. 5 Netherlands, 10 Guilder gold coins, uncirculated, and 100 extra fine condition United States minted peace dollars, $4,975 per package, and that is delivered. Delivered. That includes shipping and handling. Period. You want one package, 2 packages, 10 packages? You let me know, but call me at 1-800-691-7898. Call Republic Trading Group tonight at 1-800-691-7898, but give it another 10, 12 minutes or so till I'm off the air and I have a chance to go check out the nuclear dump. That made you cringe, didn't it, Granny? By the way, you can also reach me via email. This is a great package. I've not been able to put the right combination of gold and silver together at all. Hey, you're welcome, Larry. Thanks for kicking it in. But, man, that's the kind of stuff that just... Larry, who sent me this information about the riot situation, or lack thereof, and it had already dawned on me that this is the insanity. In this country, everything's gimme, gimme, gimme. In the East, they have a whole different way of living. Anyway, to take advantage of offer number 730, the Ides of March combo, $4,975 delivered. Now, maybe the package doesn't feature abilities, and all you can afford to do is pick up one or two rolls of the peace dollars or a couple of the gold pieces, or you don't want any silver and you only want gold. You know what? You call me, I'll make it worth your while. That's what I do here at Republic Trading Group. I'm a problem solver, not a problem creator. Toll free, 1-800-691-7898. You can also reach me by email. If you go to republictradinggroupinternational.com, third box down on the right, it says contact us. Oh, it says Republic Trading Group, and our address is there, and our phone number is there, and in nice little gold-colored letters, there's an email address. All you got to do is click your cursor on it. Gold, oh, you push on it, and son of a gun, it pops right up. Send me an email if you're interested in these packages. A lot of times, specifically, if you're an existing client, I can get back to you right away. I love talking to y'all. I don't like calls at 6 o'clock in the morning. Come on, folks. I'm on Pacific time, and, you know, we've got the time change now. You folks back in New York and Virginia and places like that calling me at 9 o'clock in the morning, man, I'm still trying to catch me some Z's, Jack. Give me a break. I actually don't mind it. That's the reality of it all. But you can shoot me an email. I'm glad to respond to your needs on email. Certainly feel comfortable to send a personal check. It does slow up delivery by a couple of weeks. Bank wire transfer is much faster. I receive your bank wire. We're generally shipping within 48 hours. Silver dollars are live on the ground. The gold is live on the ground. It's all coming from the same shipper. Take advantage of this. Gold and silver have pulled back. And because of it, the prices of both of these items have pulled back slightly. Why not? If I can be of any help, any assistance, any counsel, do give me a call. 1-800-691-7898. It's one of the ways you help support the network, but most importantly, you help to preserve your own wealth. You help strengthen your own position. Ensure that, yes, you heard me, Granny, radioactive dump. Somebody sent me a real sick joke today. What has four legs and glows in the dark? I remember eating this stuff at one time. Kobe beef. Bonsai. If you don't know what Kobe beef is, then you're missing the finest piece of beef you ever ate in your life. Never needed a knife to cut it. The stuff would slice with a fork. It was the most tender beef. Purportedly, these cattle are hand-massaged every day. Hand-massaged! Not so much anymore, but in my youth, I always was a meat eater. Not like Hillary Clinton and Janet Napolitano and Janet Reno and people like that, but never mind. It's been an interesting day. I'm going to get off of here and go out and certainly be available to answer your calls here in a few moments. Got some calls. I think I need to be back or return while we're on the program. Thanks for bearing with me. I'm tired out today. Doing 3 hours is rough. Tuesdays are the rough days, but that's what we do. So thanks for taking your valuable time and spending it with us this evening. With any better luck, we'll try to get the headlines posted before we go to bed tonight as opposed to first thing in the morning. But an awful lot happens in that 4 or 5 hours or sometimes 6 hours between the time I lay my head down and get it Zaprec out of bed. So you take care of yourself, and if I can help you with this package number 730, any interest, any questions, call me at 1-800-691-7898. Send me an email. We'll be glad to get you cared for pretty quick. The good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology. Bye-bye.
They cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz. And all that jazz.
Ever climbing.